Nehemiah chapter number 8, also verses 2 and number 12. We'll take time to read all, but set that clock back last night or this morning, one another, didn't he? We usually wait till the morning time. But you'll be thinking it's later than it is this morning. So we might let you out early. You believe that? I saw her remind me what Carol was showing me. Why she was showing me this, but she read it in the paper, said some little book. Said somebody told the preacher, said, he's talking about, well, you did better than the last preacher. Said, how's that? Said it took him an hour and a half to say nothing. And said you beat him. Said it didn't take you but 30 minutes. So she was giving in sin to be the one that said anything. But anyway, we want to try to say what the Lord said. Amen. If we can just read his scripture, he'll be said something. Now, what we say might not mean too much, but what he says means everything. So in your Bibles, Nehemiah chapter number 8, begin to read verse number 8. So they read the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to be understand the reading. So Nehemiah, which is the Tarsista, and Ezra the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, this day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep. For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said unto them, go your way. Eat the fat, drink the sweet. Send portion to them for which nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto the Lord. Neither be ye sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Then he says, and turn me over a couple more chapters, chapter number 12, the book of Nehemiah. Last part of verse number 42 and 43. It says, and the singers sang loud with Jezreiah, their overseer. Verse 43 says, also that day they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced. For God had made them rejoice with great joy. The wives also and the children rejoiced. So that the joy of Jerusalem was heard even afar off. I want to try to share with you a little this morning on the joy of the Lord. You know what? The psalmist David said, before we pray, you know what he cried out? Lord, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. I believe that salvation brings joy. Yes. Amen. The gospel's good news. It brings joy. And that joy, David, through his sin, lost that joy, but he prayed to God, God restored joy, and I believe he did. Would you pray with us this morning? Father, we're grateful for your loving kindness and mercy you've shown toward us today. We ask your blessings upon the scripture. We pray that you'd bless it to our hearts and other ones we may look at today. May be for all, for your glory and your honor and your praise. Our Father, we do pray. In Jesus' name, now God, quicken our hearts. Hide us behind the cross of Calvary. A few minutes and a moment this morning, God, we pray that your will be done. Pray that you'd encourage and discourage. I pray you'd strengthen us that are weak. I pray that you'd fill us with joy. This beyond this world's imagination, we can have in thee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Back in Nehemiah's day, they saw lost track of the word of God. They'd sort of got away from it. But you know what? They got them to come and they stood and they read the word of God. They began to weep. They began to mourn. And God told them, said, I want to tell you something. He said, you can rejoice. You can rejoice. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Where there's no joy, there's not going to be much strength. You know that? You're going to be weak. Now the source of this joy is a joy of the Lord. It comes from God. Our joy comes from the Lord, and He's the source of the joy. Not only is He the source of the joy, but He's the object of the joy. He's everything that we ever need and everything that we will need in the future, the past, or the present. He's the Lord. And we can be joyous in the Lord. I tell you, you have to live. You say, well, you don't know how things are. Well, this is what I'm talking about this morning. Don't depend on the outside circumstances. It don't depend on even who gets elected next week. It don't depend even on, listen, who's going to be that or who's going to be what. But the joy of the Lord, it's something that's from God. It's in Him and from Him, and we can rejoice. And when salvation brings this great joy to our hearts, and the gospel is good news, it brings salvation to our hearts. And when it does, it brings joy. It brings joy because it brings so much with it, and it takes so much away that there's nothing that takes the place. There's no substitute for the joy of this salvation that God has given us. You find, I got to look into the book of Luke. You go back to the book of Luke, you'll find, I believe in the second chapter, you know what he said first of all? He said, I bring you good glad tidings of what? Great joy. A Savior is going to be born unto you. His name, you know who he is? His name is Jesus. And he's going to bring great joy. Throughout the book of Luke, you'll find where different ones found this joy that he's talking about. You find it in the book of 15th chapter, the book of Gospel of Luke. You know what it says? It says in there, it talks about the sheep, one lost sheep that gone astray. And when they found that sheep, they put him on his shoulder and went back rejoicing because that sheep had been found. You know what he said? That rejoicing in the presence of the angels over one sinner that repenteth. I'm going to tell you something. You might as well get used to rejoicing. You might as well get used to joy because heaven's full of it, thank God. I'm telling you, there's a joy that's unspeakable, Peter talks about, and full of glory. I'm telling you, it's joy beyond comparison. You can't compare nothing to it. It's wonderful. He said there's rejoicing in heaven over one sinner more than 99. Listen, that need no repentance. I'm telling you, when you got saved, they nested in heaven. I'm telling you, some people up there rejoicing, folk, on account of it. Somebody said the angels. Really, the angels, they may join in on them, but they don't know what it is to be saved. It's among the presence of the angels. It's them saints, thank God. It's them mamas and daddies that prayed that you'd be saved. They rejoiced when they saw and heard that sinner come home. Also in that 15th chapter of the book of Luke, you'll find something else. You'll find what? You'll find, listen, they lost a coin. They swept the house and looked for it. Couldn't listen, but when they found it, listen, what did they do? They rejoice. Listen, some 200 times in the Bible you'll find the word rejoice and joy. And some 200 more times you'll find, listen, in other words, it talks about rejoicing and joy. But thank God they rejoiced because they'd found the coin. What about the last part of that chapter? You know who it was? It was a prodigal son. He left home. Got out and wasted all that the father gave him on righteous living. But thank God one day he came home. The Bible said he came to himself. And when he came to himself, you know what he said? He said, oh, listen, look at me. He said, there's servants in my father's house. It's got bread enough in despair. And here I am a perishing. He come to his senses. He wasted all the money. He came to be in want. Joined himself with a sinner. And wound up feeding the hogs in the hog trough. But thank God he got up and said, I'll go home. And he went home. Glory to God. He didn't take his wine cup in his hand, neither did he take the harlot's, and he wasted his money on his arm. When he went back, he left them. He came to himself. I'm going back to the Father's house. He said, they got bread to spare there. Can I tell you something? There's plenty in the Father's house. There's plenty there to make you joyful. Amen. There's plenty there to give you joy. You can rejoice so you may be sorry. You can rejoice so you walk into darkness. You can rejoice so you run through a valley. Listen, the valley of the shadow, even of death. You can rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. God has made provisions, and there's joy, thank God, in serving the Lord. You know what the devil tries to make? He tries to make people think you can't have no joy, no rest, no peace if you live for God. But that's the only place they are in. Is living for Him. So you're finding that not only in that chapter we're going on, but the prodigal son went home. Listen, his elder brother, he got all kind of messed up. He said, I'll tell you what. He got out there and he didn't even want to go in. He said, what's going on in there? One of them told him, said, hey, your brother's come home and your father's killed the fatted calf. He didn't like it. He told his father, said, I've been with you all this time. You never killed the fatted calf. You know what he said to him? Son, everything here's been yours. All that dude's asked for it. Already there. It was already there. But said, this is thy son who was, said he's dead. He's been gone, but he's back home. He said, we ought to rejoice. And thank God they did. They made merry. Killed the fatted calf. Aren't you glad, God? Listen, you may have got out there in the hog pen. You may have done like David, lost your joy. But I'm going to tell you where you're going to find it. Right back to the Father's house. There's plenty of joy in the Father's house. I'll read another place. I believe it's in the 19th chapter of the book of Luke. You know what it says? Jesus was walking down the road one day and he saw a fella perched up in the tree. His name was, who was it? Zacchaeus. His name was Zacchaeus. And Jesus said to him, make haste and come down. I'm going home with you today. And Jesus, the Bible said he made haste and come down. And what does it say? He received him joyfully. I don't believe you can receive him without joy. Because when you do receive him, it's going to bubble out on you. Whew. Hallelujah. You'll be joyful. What's happened to you? I don't know. Somebody come inside and done living in here. I said to the doctor the other day, I told him, she said, well, you got some more, you got all that, said when he whacked on me. Said, you got some, he called them pre-cancer resistant cells that could turn in 6 months. And I said to him, I said, we're going to pray them and die. He said, well, we can spray them maybe. Spray them or not spray them. But you know what? God is still on the throne. Rejoice. Whatever you had to go through with and going through. So Zacchaeus made haste and came down. Jesus said, I'm going home with you. You know what they said? He'd gone home with somebody that's a sinner. Well, he went home with me too. One night, he come into my heart and went home with me. And you know all I was? An old sinner. Just come before him and said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And I found out he's merciful to sinners. Zacchaeus, they always trying to find something wrong with the Lord. He gone home with a sinner. Well, they didn't know what had just happened to him, did he? He made haste and came home, down. Jesus went home with him. You know why I know he had a change? He said, hey, he said, Lord, he said, I'll give back what I got to the poor. You know what else he said? If I wronged anybody, listen, by wronged him, he said, I'll pay him back fourfold. Jesus went home with him. And he was, you know how he received the Lord? Rejoicing. Rejoice. Rejoice. So you know how we are as Christians? We're to be rejoicing. With everything in the world, rejoice about. He came home with us. He loves us. Somebody said, they're afraid to stand before the Lord. You know what I say? Not me. He died for me. And if he died for you, why would you be afraid to stand before him? I believe it's going to be all right. I believe that with all my heart. Not because of any good I've done. But I believe he loved me and I can stand before the throne of God of grace and have mercy because of him that died for me. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Yes, he is. Joy. Oh, what joy. Philippians 4:4 said, rejoice. How long? When? Evermore. Amen. You find it all through the New Testament. You find it through the Old Testament about rejoicing in the Lord. Sure do. Well, thank God. You go through the book of Acts. It won't take time to go through that. This moment you'll find it there. It was always rejoicing. They'd beat them, put them in prison, and they'd still rejoice. They would. They'd get persecuted, they'd go back to the prayer closet, then they'd go back to preaching and praising God. Because they had joy. He couldn't shut them up. Couldn't hush it up. Bubbling over. Did you know that, is it the second fruit listed of the Spirit? Love, what's the next one? Joy. Fruit of the Spirit. Thank God for it. Oh, I don't know somebody said, well, I don't know if they know the Lord or not. I don't ever seen none of the Lord in them. Let's let them see the Lord in us. Rejoice. Gospel brought wonderful salvation. He said, the Lord's your strength. He is our strength. Amen, he is. Praise God, his power is our protection, his wisdom is our guidance, his faithfulness is our foundation. That's what my Lord is to me. Amen. That's my Lord. Yes, he is. He's wonderful. You know what? When you're serving him, when you're serving the Lord, you know how it makes it easy? He said, come to me, my yoke's easy and my burden's what? Light. You shall find rest for your soul. You know what makes the service of God seem light? Joy of the Lord. Where's the strength come from? Joy of the Lord. Someone said, how in the world you find strength to serve the Lord? Hey, you find it in him. It's your strength. It's your strength when you come to face temptations. Now, how does it strengthen us? Well, I got looking at something here. Wait, in reconciliation, when you reconcile to God, and knowing that he that we were enemies, we have God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. And how in the world, listen, can that keep from bringing you joy? Knowing you've been reconciled, redeemed by the Lord. We have a relationship with him now. We as children. We've been adopted. Been born into the family of God. What strength that gives us for the glory of God. Now we have fellowship with him. That's why it's so important. Enoch walked with God. He did. Well, we can walk with him too. Hey, I just say Enoch walked with him. By faith. By faith he pleased God. By faith he walked with God. And was not, for God took him. Enoch walked with God. That was his fellowship. Amen. You remember in the New Testament about Mary, you know what hers was? She was sitting at the feet of Jesus, drinking in the Word of God. Amen. That'd give you strength. Amen. It sure will. Oh, John, you remember him? Where was he at? He had his head laid on his bosom. You know what? We can lay our head on his bosom. We can fellowship with him. We can sit at his feet. We can walk with him and draw strength. Yeah. We sure can. Amen. Thank God we can. So he said, Lord, don't be, he said, neither be your sorrow. That's why the Bible says, sorrow in others which have no hope. Yeah. And sometimes it takes a little while to sink in if you've lost a loved one. Yeah. That's right. But you, God will give you that grace and strength in a while. You can go by the graves, go by where the bodies are planted. A lot of people say, well, don't never go back to a grave, but that body's coming up one day. Right. You're going to be changed. Well, he said, sorrow not, as others which have no hope. And he said, hey, you know how, he said, sorrow. He's talking about a sorrow here. But you know what he said? Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So he said in the book of Thessalonians, for the sorrow not, as others which have no hope. For those that have died in Christ, as God bring with him, they'll get up those bodies out the grave. They're coming back with him. They'll be reunited back to a glorified body. And he said that, we don't have to sorrow. You know why? We got hope. We got joy. Amen. That's my strength. I don't find it. Although we go through some times of sorrow and some times of grieving, sometimes of sadness and sometimes of gladness. We'll go through the times of those things, but still he's saying to us, sorrow not. He's saying to us, rejoice. You know, sometimes we think that pain's in the dying, but listen, that's when the pain's over. Right? Yeah. Well, let me look at these in 12th chapter to see what this verse is over here saying to us. Amen. Look at the last part of verse 42. Verse 42, last part said, and the singer sang aloud. Amen. Don't you like to make a joyful noise unto the Lord? Now I might even carry a tune to some of them songs, but if y'all singing, I'm gonna. And sometime the devil he'll say, "You better save your voice to preach with." No, I can't hardly do that. I want to praise him. They sang aloud. Praise God. You know what? I'm going to tell you what. If you'll start praising the Lord. You know, I'm glad. When they went around that city of Jericho, they did not have to get nothing to go knocking them walls down. You know what they had to do? Obey the Lord. Start praising him. He said, when I say shout, you shout. Has God ever told you to shout? Have you obeyed him? Have you told you to praise him? Have you obeyed him? Hallelujah. He said, joy. He said, yeah. And they sung, they did. Verse 43 says, that's chapter 12. Also that day they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced. You know what? Sometimes we can't rejoice in what we do. We don't make no. I'm not talking about sacrifices to be saved. I'm not talking about sacrifices to stay saved. I'm not talking about none of these things. He said, just they made a great sacrifice. You know what, I believe with all my heart that we'd sacrifice a little bit. What he said in Romans 12:1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed, that you may prove what the perfect and good will of God is. So I'm saying to this scripture saying to us, is saying we ought to be willing to sacrifice for the cause of Christ. Sacrifice of her time, sacrifice of her talents, and sacrifice of everything God blessed us with. Willing to sacrifice. They made a great sacrifice that day. They didn't only make a sacrifice, but they rejoiced. You know what? You may need to make a great sacrifice to God for your blessing. Maybe not for someone else, but for yours. But he said, for God had made them rejoice with great joy. Don't know about you, but I like it. Made them rejoice with great joy. Hallelujah. You know, Philip preached in the book of Acts. He went down there, and the Bible said there was great joy in the whole city. Yes. Patrick, he was staying in the Carroll this morning. He said a lot of people up there are miserable. And I'm sure a lot of them are miserable what they've been through with. But some folks are miserable if they're sitting in the Queen's house because they don't have God. And some folks are miserable because no matter where they are, how good the circumstances are, no matter what they're blessed with, because they don't have the joy of the Lord. Well, thank God if you got his joy this morning, whew, praise him for it. Can you go to bed at night rejoicing? Can you get up in the morning rejoicing? I found out a long time ago, if you're just going to rejoice and everything going good, sometimes you ain't going to rejoice. Something go wrong. Wheel run off somewhere. Won't Brother Lester? Maybe way down below, possibly inside the road, and both wheels got off and one of them went around the truck. But you know what? We still got to rejoice. No one was hurt. A lot of things could happen bad. But hey, every day, most of you, probably just like me, there's a lot of enough of things you come against the face, you could turn sour. But my prayer is, God, just make me sweeter for your glory. Rejoice. He said, you said, can you pray God to make you rejoice? What he said? Look what he said. Hey, for God had made them rejoice with great joy. God, I pray you'd make us rejoice. And I like this. Not only they rejoice and said they're wise. That reminds me of another verse. Is it in Proverbs? He said, rejoice with the wife of where? Thy youth. Amen. He said the wives rejoice. The singers were rejoicing. The men were rejoicing. Their wives were rejoicing. That's a command. Rejoice. And also he said, rejoice with the wives of thy youth. You know what that's telling me? We ain't supposed to change them when we get older. Rejoice with the wife of our youth. When we're heading our youth, just keep them. Amen. Well, I know the situations that don't happen. I'm not picking on you. But I'm just saying, God said, rejoice with your wife of your youth. I feel for companions. I really do. And not one of our families hadn't faced it. Probably. God's got the right way. Right. It takes two, don't it? It does. But you know what? So if you got a wife here this morning with you, rejoice with her. Amen. That's what he said. I'm glad the wise rejoiced. And that's not all. He says, also the children rejoiced. I've been watching. We was eating somewhere a few months ago, and I watched a young couple sitting over there. That one of them doing this and the other doing that. I don't know what they're doing. Well, he's doing something, texting, whatever you call it. I wonder if they're talking to one another. I don't think they were. And I thought to myself, I could see myself doing that when I was dating. I don't even do that now. Then I saw something the other day that really amazed me. Now, I don't know if he's old as we were or not, but there's. They probably in their 50s. They were sitting there, a couple doing the same thing. And I'm not fussing at you if you can text. You're smarter than I am. But what I'm saying is, I'm going to read it sometime. I read something by Brother Vance Howler this week. Of course, he was born 1901. And boy, it takes you on back. And he writing some things on a plane now. That's before he passed away. Gone from traveling by train into plane. Before you got him a car, that will up in life. But he said he went back to the hills, I think North Carolina, where it was he raised, and he called it a cow milking time. Said his mom always milked the cow, and he listened to the brown thresher singing. But he talks about the cotton picking days and the corn picking days and the possum days and all other days. But then he goes back and brings us back to the fact of this day and hour we're living in now. How he said, Bob, people thought they was unprivileged, but he said, no, it's not those. We weren't unprivileged. And he said, this generation is one that's unprivileged. Missing out on many things. That's what he's saying. But the wise rejoice. Children rejoiced. Isn't that wonderful? You know what, mamas and daddies? You want them children to rejoice? Let's do a little of it. Let the joy of the Lord be seen in us. Amen. Let the joy of the Lord be flowing through us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I see Miss Beverly back there in the morning, and I don't want to make her sad by saying this, but the morning of Jerry's funeral, I walked in the back of my house where he planted some scuppling vines early that morning. And I heard the rooster crow back behind me at their house. And God began to talk to me about some things even for the funeral that day. God's real. Yeah. He's just as real can be. We take time to listen to him. He says, oh, what's the rooster got to do with it? Well, he had something to do with crowing for Peter, didn't he? And I want to tell you something. God still speaks in marvelous, wonderful ways. So the women, the wise rejoice. The children rejoice. And the joy of Jerusalem was heard even afar off. They heard it well away from there. News got around. Sure did. News got around. So I want to say to you this morning, they joy. Even if you walk, or someone in your family has walked through the valley of the shadow of death, there's still joy. Still joy. Now, how did they receive that joy and strength? They heard the word of God. There's power in the word. They understood what they were hearing. And they read. And they obeyed the word of God. And what did they do? They began to praise him. I want to tell you something. Been mighty times the prayer call has been a little dry. Honestly. Just begin to thank him. You ought to try it. Just begin to praise him. And to praise him. Oh, hallelujah. Begin to count his blessings. Begin to rejoice for what God done for you. You know what? Thank God, first of all, for this great salvation. If you're this morning, never received this great salvation, this will be the day. And if you're here this morning, you've lost the joy, as David did. He said, Lord, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. God's salvation brings joy. Joy brings strength to serve and to love and to obey God. And you can serve him. You can worship him. You can do it. You can have the strength to do it. Because the joy is your strength. Don't you want it?
Amen.
Amen. I tell you, I don't like to get down. Nope. I like to be rejoicing. Amen. And I'm a believer in believing that God is one that can strengthen us, help us, in his word. Hallelujah. So we're going to hear his word. Get in the book. Draw strength from it. You know what it'll help you? You know what joy do? It'll help you in your temptations. There ain't nothing out there good as the joy of the Lord, honey. But if you get down a mountain about half backslid, you may get a little cold and indifferent and go looking around and say, hey, what's this, that? But I'm going to tell you something. Ain't nothing compared with the joy of the Lord. Amen. Amen. It's wonderful. And you know what I like about it all? It's available for us today. It's available. And the last chapter, I believe it is, of the book of Luke. I was able to get through Luke a while ago. You know what? When they heard about the Lord, they was up and heard about the Lord. You know what it said? They were so joyful. They believed not because of the joy. They were so happy. But you know what? They did. And the last part of that chapter, the Bible said they returned after his ascension. The reason I know it's for us today, after Jesus left here, going back to the Father's house, you know what they did? The Bible said they returned with great joy. And begin to testify and praise the Lord. They sure did. A joy for you. I mean, believe you can have it. Amen. It's available. It's available. Thank God it's available. Would you stand with me?